At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows a resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Once again, if you're just tuning in, and we will get to winners and losers in a second, but if you missed the news during the end of the last segment, Jordan
it's all
Mava,
tied up.
Sorry. Jordan Mava will be the quarterback for USC when Nebraska plays at the Trojans next Saturday.
Big news.
Which, by the way, is going to be a 3 p.m. kickoff this time.
That's big news,
1 p.m. USC time.
You know, I thought about that. That should be it. Most likely, you're going to have an incredible day. It'll probably be about 72 degrees, or sunny, in the Coliseum.
I can't wait.
That's super cool.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
So say the timing at 3?
3 p.m. kickoff this time. 1 p.m.
that time, okay.
Pacific time.
No, there will be, because the Californians from Nebraska is a different group, there'll be an entourage of Nebraska fans, and there won't be very much for USC fans. No.
Overall crowd of probably 50?
50, about 50. Like that. And there'll be 10,000 from Nebraska. Yeah. Yeah. Because right now, it's like I said, it's ugly out there.
This could inspire them. Quarterback change.
Imagine being 4-5 in year 3.
I think they're 2-4 in the league.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's rough waters for Lincoln Riley, for sure. Yeah,
especially when Oregon, also in their first year in the league, is doing very well. They haven't lost a game yet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can't say, well, it's new conference. Well, they're doing pretty well in the new conference. They beat Ohio State.
Yeah. Washington's hanging in there pretty well.
They've won 19 in a row at home. Can you imagine that?
It's amazing.
19 in a row.
And USC was inside the 10-yard line to close the game. Yeah. They had a chance to win outright.
They had two real good chances late and came up short. But that's a good change for them. My early thought on that game is Nebraska's got to crank up its run game. I think you can run it on USC.
Agreed.
Is there different than UCLA? Yeah. They're way small up front.
Nebraska ran the ball respectably against Ohio State. Not great.
They did.
But it was respectable.
At times, yeah.
At times.
Absolutely.
It is time for...
What are we going to do, Jake?
Week 9.
Oh, geez.
NFL winners and losers. Let's fire
2-minute offense. Yeah.
This, of course, is sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread, the king of every tailgate and the king of all your chilies, as Bill would say. Put Fuhrer's in your chili.
Yes. A dollop.
A dollop. In most local groceries.
Do it, Ben.
The sound effect of that.
Good job, Ben. Good job.
All right. To the winners of week 9 in the NFL. Number one winner. They just keep rolling. They lost the Browns last week, which is bad. But the Baltimore Ravens are hosting the Denver Broncos. They were playing some good football, and they just massacre them. 41-10. Lamar Jackson has had three perfect games of QBR this year.
If there's one team that I wouldn't want to play as a defensive coordinator, it would be the Ravens. I couldn't imagine looking at a quarterback that can run like that, and then Derrick Henry's back there with
He has over 1,000 yards already.
Through week 9.
Yeah. He has over 1,000.
He could get 2,000 this year.
He's looking at a special year at that age.
And he's in year 9?
Nine or 10.
That would be... 1,500 would be remarkable.
How did the league allow him to sign with the Ravens? Nobody else wanted to stand up and sign Derrick Henry?
It was almost like when the Grizzlies sent Pau Gasol
to
the Lakers. It's like,
really?
What? We just sent one of the best players in the league to go with Kobe? What are we
doing? Nobody wanted to get in front of that one.
Good NBA knowledge.
I'll try to add to it.
That was good.
Number two, somehow in week 9, the Detroit Lions played their first outside game of the season. All domes before this. And they go into the crappy weather, the rain, the cold of Green Bay. Said, we're good. 24-14 Lions beat the Packers.
Wow, are they
7
built.
And 1 are they the Detroit built. Lions.
Did you see the cheese grater head? The guy that instead of wearing the cheese hat, one. The guy from Detroit wore a grater.
I like that.
A cheese grater.
Ooh, that is good.
That was very good, yes.
You know, Jared Goff is the first player in NFL history to win 3 straight games at Lambeau Field.
Say that again.
Jared Goff, the first player, besides somebody playing for the Packers, the first opponent to win 3 straight games at Lambeau Field.
Whoa.
How about that?
I'm pulling so hard for Detroit. I'm pulling really hard.
They're very good. And they just added, by the way, this morning, Za'Darius Smith, pass rusher from the Browns. So they have somebody to hopefully fill Hutchinson's.
Yeah, Aiden Hutchinson.
Well, what they need right now is real simple. In the NFL, you build it for. It's not trying to get it, build a team to win 4 Super Bowls. They're not trying to win 1. Just win 1. And so this is their year.
Oh, that was a shock.
Get everybody they can.
Number 3 winner the last night. The Chiefs beat the Bucs 30-24. Entertaining game and also crappy weather. DeAndre Hopkins, 2 touchdowns in his debut with the Chiefs. The Chiefs, it's not always pretty, but they're 8-0. They are
8-0.
And you can't take that away from them. 8-0. The Chiefs. Number 4 winner, Joe Burrow is back. 5 touchdowns in a rout of the Raiders, 41-24. Their defense still is not great in Cincy, but they can outscore teams when they're hot. 41 points, 5 touchdowns, and none of those to Ja'Marr Chase, by the way. How about that?
The Raiders.
Gave up 5 touchdown pass and they fired the OC. What? What just happened?
New head coach coming.
And number 5, this pains me, but I had to give props to Tyler Bass, the Buffalo Bills kicker who missed an extra point in the game. Comes back with a 61-yard kick right down the middle to beat the Dolphins 30-27. Bills are 7-2. Dolphins are 2-6. Played a good game, but lost. To the losers, the Saints are the easiest loser of the week. They lost to the Panthers and fired their head coach. 7 straight losses. They were 2-0. They had the best offense for 2 games, and it all fell apart. 23-22, Saints lose to the Panthers. Dennis Allen is gone.
Ooh.
As head coach, fired yesterday.
Ooh. Dennis Allen had been with the Saints for how many years?
Several years.
I'm like 20. I mean, he was an assistant.
He was with the Raiders at one point before that, but I'm not sure. Yeah, he'd been there for a long time.
There was a TikTok video of after the game, one of the big linemen just walked right by the locker room. And the guys were like, hey, bro, you good? Where are you going? They had to retrieve him. Like, he was just that despondent.
I believe that Cam Jordan, one of their better defensive players, also tweeted out, we just lost to the Panthers on Twitter. It was his account, legitimate, said we just lost to the Panthers.
God, they fired Dennis Allen.
Not good. Cowboys, 27-21 losers to the Falcons.
That's unbelievable.
And Dak Prescott out for at least a couple weeks with a hamstring injury. They're 3-5. Their offense is struggling. Their defense is struggling. They're going nowhere fast. Mike McCarthy, woo. Uh-oh.
So Dak's hurt, Parsons is hurt, and Lamb's hurt.
Right. They have nothing going for him right now.
Lamb played, but he's clearly got a bad shoulder.
He's not the same guy.
He's got
a
bad shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, they're 3-5, and they're heading for more losses to come with Cooper Rush now in at quarterback, who, by the way, was good a couple years ago when he filled in for injured Dak, but not the same team around him. Number 3 loser. Last week, the Bears had the game 1 against the Commanders before, they decided to take the Hail Mary playoff and lose.
That was unbelievable.
They threw a clunker against the Cardinals 29-9. And for some reason, again, in the blowout, Caleb Williams, who had been hit all game long, was in with like a minute to go, down 20. Took a really hard hit. Took some big criticism for having him in the game when the game was over with a minute to go. The Bears, 29-9 losers, not going the right direction. They had a great start. Falling apart in Chicago.
Just think that game doesn't happen if they win the other game.
Don't give up a Hail Mary. They'll probably win the game.
That talk about one game beating you and just changing a season.
Yes.
How a season can change on one play, and it changed.
And by the way, in that game at halftime, the Cardinals were 60 yards away and ran for a touchdown to end the half. Yeah. It was Hail Mary defense, and they just ran and the guy didn't get touched. Mercado, the running back, didn't get touched for 60 yards, half over.
Oh, I didn't see that.
No, we'll show you the highlight.
Oh, I got to see that. Ben, pull that up for me.
How long has that head coach been there?
Who? The Cardinals?
Bears.
Two or 3 years? 3 years?
0-18 on the road.
Yeah.
What?
He's like,
timeout.
He's never won a road game.
Never got on a plane and said, guys, good job.
So pathetic. This is the NFL.
Say it one more time.
0-18 on the road. Saw it on TikTok.
Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, Eberflus is 0-18 on the road.
Number four loser, Geno Smith. Nice try to get to overtime, but he threw three picks, including a 103-yard pick six. Two red zone interceptions, but, you know, they were both horrible. And the Seahawks lose on their home field to the Rams 26-20. Little regression for Geno Smith the last couple weeks.
Really?
And number five, they have some injury problems, but the Texans did not look good on Thursday night. They lose 21-13 to the Jets. I still love Stroud, the quarterback. I still love the coach, DeMeco Ryans, but they have some injuries that are hurting them right now. And that is your Week 9 NFL winners and
great
losers.
Job, Jake. You do that so well.
Stroud was sacked eight times.
Eight times.
Eberflus was right. That was right. Ben, what are you saying?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSinternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh,
he gave you a round of applause in that stat.
What's the record again on the road?
0-18.
He's an NFL coach. That's, and they're 4-4. I mean, they're a solid team this year. He's lost eight. He's never won the road.
Anytime numbers are crazy in the NFL, it freaks me out because everything's equal.
Pretty much.
I mean, you draft higher if you're not good.
Yeah.
The salary cap is the same. You get the same number. Like you said, maybe in Nebraska, currently, maybe they have 150 players on the team. Some teams have 90 mm-hmm. players on the team. That's it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even 85. Some are lower than
all
that.
Even. Should be.
Go out to Colorado and just count their players practicing today. It'll be somewhere probably around 75 or 80 players on the team. That's it. It's all they have. Not in the NFL. It's all even.
Yeah. And so a lot of it's decision by management.
This decision.
And there's some bad ones.
You can look back and go decision. It's about all it is decision making.
Oh, Sunday road games. 0-18 on Sunday road games. Yeah, that's right. 0-18 on Sunday road. He's never got on a plane on Sunday
that's
and
terrible.
Said, "Hey guys, good job."
Get a Dove ice cream bar and enjoy yourself on the flight home.
It is
Ben.
It is.
Thank you again.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe.
Yesterday, 0-1
horrible. On the week. Rough loss today.
Ben hasn't changed our numbers up there though.
Still. It is election day. Today's topic is past election results. Who lost the elections? You know who won
elections. Oh, now we're going
to look. Who lost?
Now we're going to look stupid.
Civics class.
Yeah, civics. This is bad.
If you think you know your civics, who finished second place in the elections of the past?
Mossman, text in.
Let's see how you do.
Keith Mann, help.
Yes. 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dig Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Past election results, our topic today on this election day.
We could be.
You guys feel not? You don't feel great about it.
There's three or four, I think I can get.
Okay. Mike is our caller. How do you feel about past election results, Mike?
Pretty good. I was a history major.
You guys are screwed. You guys are screwed.
Thanks, Mike. This is awesome.
Well, I guess your best hope is getting the tiebreaker here today. So let's see how this goes. Mike, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question. Who did George H.W. Bush defeat in the 1988 election?
Got it.
Steve has the answer.
I think so.
Five seconds here.
He was a senator from Minnesota.
Two.
Five.
I can't think.
One.
I'm blanking on the name.
No guess. I'll give you the horns. Out of time.
Horn it.
God, I mean, isn't that Walter Mondale?
Michael Dukakis.
Mondale? Wasn't Mondale like in the 70s?
I said 1988. Michael.
I thought he made a rerun like, that.
He did not.
We're down.
So Mike
one.
Mike didn't get the question right. He's still up after that. Zero to negative one.
Oh, God.
I thought he made a rerun. Dukakis and Mondale are roughly the same person.
Same person.
They're roughly the same.
I agree.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
To get it back tied up, you're down zero to negative one. Who did Bill Clinton defeat in the 1996 election?
Come on, think about this.
Okay, hang on. Give me a second.
Clinton.
96.
Clinton. Was that a...
5 seconds.
I was living
was
in...
That a, was that a Bush?
Fired away. I don't know.
Four.
A Bush.
No.
One of the Bushes.
No.
One of the Bush boys.
No, Bush family in 96. Mike, do you want that one or not?
No.
That'd be Bob Dole.
Oh, Bob Dole.
Ooh.
From Kansas.
Bob Dole.
The senator from Kansas.
I that name came across my mind. I go, nope. That would had to be earlier than that.
Okay.
Esteemed Bob
Dole. This is for the win, Mike, history teacher. Who did George W. Bush defeat in the 2004 election?
History major.
It wasn't Gore.
Ooh.
It was...
Jake, give me a countdown.
Five.
Four.
Two.
Three. Two. One.
Nope.
Mike, nope. Okay. It's zero to negative one.
Oh, you had that.
You don't have that one?
So we don't need to take it.
You don't? Well, no, you don't. Yeah. You got to get this next one right, though, to go to the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Passing?
Yes.
John Kerry.
Oh, no way.
John Kerry.
No way I would have gotten
to force the tiebreaker on our past election trivia.
Hey, the history teacher's not killing it right now.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
For the tie.
Come on, Bill, lock in.
Who did Barack Obama defeat in the 2008 election?
We should know that one. That wasn't very long
ago.
That's pretty recent.
2008 Obama beat.
Bill's in play for you, by the way.
When he says it, we're gonna really feel.
I would agree with that.
Come on,
5 seconds to tie this up. It's zero to negative one.
It's a male.
It is. It's a man. 5 seconds. Five. Four. 3.
Who did he beat, Bill?
2.
One of the Bush boys again.
One of the Bush boys.
The Arizona man, John McCain.
Yeah. John McCain.
Yeah. John
hard,
McCain.
Hard to get that.
God, I thought.
Mike, no. Mike, it wasn't pretty, but you get bagels. Congratulations, and really calling down the road.
Okay, thank you.
There we go.
Nice job.
Wasn't yeah, pretty.
Great
but,
job. Well, we're struggling again.
Well, okay. Let's
it's a bye week, though. We always struggle in bye weeks. We do.
Okay, go ahead.
Sips go to the basketball game on the bye week, mm-hmm. Saturday night. Mm-hmm. This is for Bill. Bill, how old was Bob Dole when he passed away in 2021?
91.
Oh!
Sip?
God, that's what I was going to guess, so I don't know what to do here. Over 91.
How about 98 years old
good job,
for Bob Dole?
Nice job, Steve.
It's a long
good job
life
by you, too, 91. Bob, the yeah, esteemed never, Bob Dole.
But that would have never went 98. Didn't think it was that. That's a nice job.
We went 0 for 4 on the questions today.
Not good. That's a good. That was.
I'm not sure which one I'm most disappointed about of the misses there.
Dukakis.
Which one do you feel the worst about? Let's go with that personally.
McCain, because I can remember it now.
Most recent one on here, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember a lot of those. With a lot of them run together, and I can't come up with those names off the top of my head. Sometimes, I probably know a little bit more than you think.
Just didn't prove that today, though.
It's probably my mantra. I probably know a little more than you think.
Is that another book?
Yeah, it could be. That's not a bad
book. I missed out on all the fun. I know more than you think.
I probably know more than you think.
I know a lot less than what you think. I know way less.
That's Bill's retort.
We'll both write a book.
We could make dueling books.
You'd be surprised at what I don't know.
Which one
you'd
do
be
better?
Shocked. And what I would I you'd be just be utterly shocked at what I really don't know.
The spillover is next.
The spillover.
Really keep break on the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.